You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera alongside Jay Gonzalez, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Welcome to Tuesday. Just real quick, we're going to have Dr. Bobby Robbins here any moment. Great to have him on the show. Jay, thanks for joining.
We're excited to, you know, hear what he has to say. You know, he's been in the room, and, you know, this is a guy who's got a lot of perspectives that maybe a lot of other people don't have. He was a college quarterback, played junior college quarterback, grew up in SEC country. You know, he's a heart surgeon, has a lot of knowledge about just, you know, how these diseases can affect the heart. And he's a university president who was in the room for all these meetings that led to where we are today.
And realistically, I think that Arizona, the University of Arizona, has been one of the leaders during this whole pandemic for school, for athletics, things like that.
For everything, you know, that for testing, for figuring out ways to get through what we're going through. And, you know, we had hoping it against hope, at least I was hoping it against hope, that we were going to have, you know, some football and stuff like that. But, you know, we were just talking a minute ago, I kind of really thought this is where we were going to end up.
Can I ask this question before you say that? So I know we joke around and we have all this fun, right, blah, blah, blah. But I knew you're in your heart, you were begging for it.
Right.
When it hit, how did it feel?
I was bummed. You know, it felt a lot like March 12th, mm-hmm, the day that everything got canceled. It felt a lot like that because, you know, back, you know, in that time, we were like, really? We're canceling the conference basketball tournaments? And it was, really? We're canceling March Madness? And I'm like, really? We're canceling the college football season, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it felt a lot like that. And I was like, man, you know, we really got to this point. And I'm surprised that, you know, thinking back to, you know, March, I didn't think we would be here.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's what, 5 months later? We shouldn't be here, but we are. I remember that day specifically, and I think it was Tom and I, and I'm thinking, I can't believe this is all happening.
Yeah.
No basketball, no tournament, no anything, no fans in the stands. And this cannot be happening. And then it got better. I mean, you showed up on May 1st or whatever,
right,
you showed up,
right,
and we were headed in the right direction. 2 weeks later, we were going in the opposite direction.
Right, right, right.
And here we are.
And that's the thing. I mean, there was just no way back in March that we thought, you know, we just thought this will all get fixed by then.
Sure,
it'll be fine.
Sure.
I mean, we even thought, you know, I was at the Sugar Skulls at the time. We even thought we were still going to have an indoor football season, you know? I mean, we did. You know, we were hanging on,
sure,
that maybe we would be able to start that season as late as the end of May and stuff like that. And to be sitting here in August and college football seasons are being canceled is just nuts.
Outside of January and February, outside of those two full months, this whole thing is wiped out 2020.
Because yeah, I think you can say that because we got a lot of 2020 left, but there's not, you know, I mean, yeah, we've got the pro sports and stuff like that, but we certainly don't have the college sport. At least, look, if I don't think it's going to happen, but if the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC still play, we'll still have some college football. But you know what? It's not going to be whole. It's not going to be
question.
The college football that we're used to.
No, what we're used to, and I would bet against anything that's just not going to happen. How can it? One group of people doing one thing and another group of people doing another.
Right. How can the science that the Pac-12 and the Big Ten,
the Mountain West,
is listening to,
yes,
be different from the science that the Big 12 and everybody else are listening to? And in fact, you know, there have been a couple of tweets by people who cover the Big 12 that said that the Big 12 presidents have actually had a vote that says they're playing.
Yeah.
You know, as of, again, all of this is, quote unquote, as of now.
As of now. No, and things change, as we know, very fluid. I don't know if I want to use the word denial, but I'll use the word denial.
Yeah, you know what? I just got a note about getting a hold of President Robbins. Hang on.
Okay. So, you know, I'm not too sure if that's the word I'm going to use, but I think that we'll know from those other conferences here any moment, I should say, maybe in the next few days. You said the Big 12 is going to continue on. I'm sure the SEC is going to continue on until they're told otherwise. But today was one of those days. We had a press conference at 1:30 via Zoom, and that's when we were alerted, although the news broke about an hour and a half before that, that it was not going to happen, which is not a shock. I know Jay and I joke, but my feeling all along was it was not going to happen. Maybe go 2 weeks and then realize it was not the right decision. So, you know, it is what it is, as some people say, but I think it's a smart decision.
Yeah, we're getting Dr. Robbins on the line right now. He'll be with us momentarily. Sorry about that. But, you know,
you feel more comfortable now, though, don't you?
You know what? This all just makes sense to me now. You know, I get it. I get where everything added up to this, and I understand why, and I'm sad about it, but you know, I really, you know, just I know why we're here. Okay, we've got Dr. Robbins on the line. Dr. Robbins, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
It's been a little bit of a day for you, hasn't it?
It has.
So let's just throw it out there. You know, you've got all these perspectives that we've talked about. You know, you've been a college athlete, you're a heart surgeon, you're university president, you're all these things. In Bobby Robbins' head, what's going on in your head right now about what's happened today?
Well, I'm very, very disappointed for our players that we had to postpone the season for them. I know how much they wanted to play and how much the coaches wanted to get their team out there and compete. How much our fans wanted to see that happen, and I did too. I'm a huge fan. I'm number one walk-in fan in the world right now, and it really is disappointing. But having said all that, I think it's the best course of action for us to just take a pause here. We're obviously learning new things every day about this absolutely devastating virus. And I think for us to be able to take some time, look at the data, learn more about some of the devastating effects that this virus can have on us, it's a good time for us to pause. So I'm in support of the decision, obviously. We were unanimous in our decision once we made our deliberations, and we'll look forward to having all of our athletes focus on their schoolwork. And I know it's going to be disappointing for them, but I hope that we can turn things around come the new year.
Doctor, this is Steve Rivera. Good to talk to you. Thanks again. So at the end of the day, was that the, and I hope I say this name right, the myocarditis, is that kind of what pushed everybody over the edge and said, we just can't do this?
No, I think it's a whole series of things. I mean, you know, we were going to do this together as a conference. And I mean, we've got members of our conference who don't even know if they're going to be able to have students on their campus in California, for instance. There are details around some of the side effects, not the least of which are the cardiac effects that we just started to learn in the last few days. So I think it was a total picture of where we were at this point in time. And of course, being in constant contact with our peers around the country, you saw what the Big Ten did, and you know, I learned about this data actually from some Big Ten colleagues, and started looking into it. And I just think it's better to be on the side of caution and wait and learn more about what we can learn from this virus.
Now, we know you guys weren't ever all in a room together, but, you know, take us into the proverbial room. And, you know, what were the discussions regarding, it was obviously the science, but, you know, did things like, you know, what the Big Ten was doing have any impact on you? You had players who were saying, we want to play. You had coaches saying, we want to play. What did the discussion revolve around? And did you guys just stick to the science of all this?
Well, I think it was a combination of everything, and certainly the science and the data and listening to the experts around, you know, infectious diseases and what the case rates are. But I tell you, a lot of it had to do with, I mean, we've got schools that just, you know, the coaches, I don't even know how they have a practice. Mm-hmm. If they can't bring students back to their facilities, how do you even practice? So that was a big reason with what's going on, particularly in Southern California, but also the Bay Area. You know, Cal had already announced, as did Washington State, out of an abundance of caution, that they were going to go all online and bring just a few students back, of which there were athletes. And I think when you look at the whole picture, you know, it's just better to be on that side of caution, putting safety first. And instead of having our athletes go out and compete at the high level that I know they want to compete at, we just thought that it wasn't safe for us to do that. So that's where the decision came from. It really had nothing to do with what the other conferences were doing. I'm fully expecting that, you know, maybe the SEC and ACC. I mean, I saw one of their medical experts, I think, who's an infectious disease doctor from Duke, say, advising their president, well, I think, you know, nothing can be totally safe, but the data that they were looking at said, you know, maybe safe for the players to go out. But we collectively, as a group of CEOs, thought it's better for us just to take a pause, regroup, see what it looks like over the coming months as we bring our students back to campus in a metered and measured way, and then watch what happens with this virus. The hope is, of course, there'll be a vaccine or therapeutic that will be a game changer. And we're all holding out for that, quote, medical miracle.
That's where I wanted to go with it with you, Doctor. So I think what this does is buy you time for another 3-4 months, come December, have right. some more evaluations. However, short of vaccine, how would you go about January 1, January 10th, or whatever, when the kids come back, to say, okay, now it's safe, but we don't have any resolution still?
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned about that as well. What's going to be different in the spring if we don't have a vaccine? So I am very cognizant of that and realistic about it. But I do think, you know, if you look at what went on in the state of New York, I mean, they were able to be the hottest spot in the world and then get their curve flattened out. And now, you know, City Governor Cuomo has even said, you know, some of their public schools can open and move forward. And I'm not sure what their football programs are doing. I did think I saw Syracuse was planning to play football, but no fans in the stands. So everybody's going to have to figure this out. But, you know, I think the prudent, safe, measured response would be we're just now bringing our students back to campus. We've got to make sure that they can follow the rules. And, you know, we're not like the professional athletes that can go to Disneyland and rent out a whole resort and stay in a bubble and test everybody every day. Although, you know, I would be willing to go down that pathway. If that's what it took for us to safely play, test all of our, you know, our athletes, student athletes every day. And if we needed to do further cardiac exams on them, you know, I would be totally with doing that. But this is just not the time. And I agree with the decision we all made collectively.
All right, Doctor, let's take a quick break here. Come back on the other side to have more discussion about this on 1030 The Voice.
There's a place in our house.
For 70 years, Benjamin Supply has been keeping Tucson flowing. Hygiene is our business. We help you achieve extreme clean. Minimize germ spreading with a hands-free sensor faucet. Forget the paper panic with a washlet seat. And speaking of waterworks, a big thanks to plumbers for their essential efforts during this health crisis. Shop our downtown showroom by appointment. Call us at 777-7000 or see all the products online at BenjaminSupply.com.
Thanks to Benjamin Plumbing Supply. Camille Rivas Rutherford with Coldwell Banker Realty has been one of the top producing real estate agents in Tucson, Oro Valley, Marana, and Vail for more than 20 years. Let her help you find your dream home in southern Arizona. Her passion and enthusiasm for real estate has helped her become one of the most respected and trusted realtors in the area. And she was recently named a recipient of Coldwell Banker's 2019 International President Circle Award. Camille's approach to sales and marketing and selling or buying a home is second to none. Give her a call at 520-250-5192.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera alongside Jay Gonzalez. And on the phone, we have Dr. Bobby Robbins from the U of A, obviously.
Dr. Robbins, so, okay, let's take you back to your college career. Put your college quarterback hat on right now. If you're a college quarterback, maybe not a first-round draft pick, but somebody who could be getting drafted in, you know, by the NFL, what are you thinking today? What are you going through today?
Am I a senior?
Yeah, you're a senior who's looking at possibly being drafted, maybe a second day draft pick.
Well, I would say hopefully you get a year eligibility, come back to the U of A and play next year, and maybe even play in the spring. Who knows what's going to happen? I know that there are a lot of disappointed student athletes right now, and I understand that, but. You know, I think that the decision is one that, as I said before, I was out in the wind and a little difficult to hear. But just to be clear, you know, our number one priority has always been the safety of our athletes. And so I think until we get more data and learn more, particularly given some of the data we've seen out of some of the other programs, and look, we're going to learn a lot from the professional leagues who are doing a lot of testing, and certainly the NBA, if you get a positive test, they're doing a full cardiac workup, and I think the NFL is too, before players are allowed to even go back to practice. So we'll learn a lot over the next couple of months, and it'll go by very quickly. You know, I'm mostly focused on how do we get our students back and keep our students, our faculty, and our staff safe, because remember, the student athletes are students first. So I want to be able to deliver a quality education so people can realize their hopes and dreams and move their careers forward. And so we've got to make sure we can accomplish that in the next couple of months. And there'll be time to play sports, but for right now, I think it's a solid decision.
Well, that's what I was just gonna ask you. You know, okay, so this is one of those things that's been, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a big elephant in the room, but something that just had to get taken care of. Now that it's being taken care of, you know, you've got people who are going to go work on this. Now you get your focus back to, we got a school to run. And so, I mean, is there kind of almost a little bit of a sense of, okay, there's a big weight off my shoulders because now we can just go do what we need to do to get our students on campus?
Well, that's always been my focus. I mean, Dave Hickey does a great job with our athletic program, and I've spent very little time on the athletic side because I've been testing, tracing, and treatment program that I think is world-class. Also, setting guidelines for encouraging people, educate them about washing their hands, covering their face, staying as far away from people as possible. And really working with our health experts, our epidemiologists, our faculty members who are just tremendous in the College of Public Health and nursing, pharmacy, and our two schools of medicine. So that's where I've been spending most of my time. And so, you know, we'll have time to figure the athletic side of things out. And like I said, we'll learn a lot from what goes on in the area of sports, because we just don't know. We don't know what happens if you test positive, what happens to your lungs, your heart, your brain. And that's different than going to class and doing chemistry lab or studying or taking online classes. But going out and competing at the highest level, Olympic level, that is something that we just weren't willing to risk until we have more data.
This is a decision that's going to cost millions, obviously, to universities throughout the West and wherever. There was a proposed loan program that might or may not happen. Are you interested in that? Will U of A do that?
Well, certainly we're considering that. I mean, when I first heard about it, it was earlier in the year, earlier in the summer. And I just didn't think that it would be something that we needed to do, because I fully anticipated we were going to be playing and generating revenue and we wouldn't need it. At this point, I certainly would consider every option. As we've had discussions with our faculty colleagues about, you know, why do you have to be so tough on us with this furlough program? Why don't you just go borrow the money? Well, there's some issues. Number one, you got to pay the money back. And if it's on a short-term sort of line of credit, you got to pay it back within a year. And we're not permitted to borrow money by state statute for operations. So I think the deal with the Pac-12, it could be borrowed by athletics and future revenue from television revenues or some other instrument could be used to pay that money back. So I'm telling you, I'm looking for capital anywhere I can find it. And so, yeah, I think we would be foolish not to consider any kind of favorable terms. If Dave Hickey and his staff believe that, you know, we'll be able to generate immediate revenue next year. And certainly there's going to be a lot of interest in sports at the U of A, not the least of which is both our women's and men's basketball programs. So there's a lot to be sorted out in the next couple of months. And I look forward to supporting Dave and working with my colleagues at the Pac-12 to get this figured out and get it right.
Okay, so let's get to the most important thing here. Okay, you said at the top of the show you're a huge fan, number one fan, big football fan. What are you going to do with yourself on Saturdays during what normally would be college football season?
I'm going to be watching what goes on the campus. I'm going to be watching the numbers. I'm going to make sure that we stay on this descending trajectory that we're doing, and everybody's doing a great job out there. Yesterday, the state of Arizona was the lowest transmissibility state in the country at a R-naught level of 0.81. And we should all congratulate ourselves for that, because we're following the rules. The governor's done a good job of keeping doors closed and remind people to cover their face. So I'm going to be watching those numbers when a week from this coming Monday we start classes, and hopefully that our students, our faculty, our staff will follow the rules and keep each other safe. And if I see any movement in the numbers, then we're just going to have to pull back and maybe we have to go all online. But I'm planning at least for the first few weeks to give it a shot. And with our testing, tracing, and treatment program and our ability to implement all of our plans.
All right. Dr. Robbins, we got to cut it off right we go to our break. But thanks again. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm Ron Hess from the Window Depot. You know about our great prices and our biggest inventory on windows and doors. Well, now the Window Depot is the place for all your kitchen cabinets. And that's not all. Now you can get granite countertops at the Window Depot. That's right, we now stock a large variety of prefab granite countertops starting at $116 for a 9-foot section. That's less than Formica. So come into the Window Depot today, because now we have granite.
These days, most families are concerned with having the right insurance coverage. Protecting your family, home, auto, and other valuable possessions can be challenging and sometimes expensive. Crest Insurance gives you flexible options and solutions while saving you money. Insurance is not one size fits all, and at Crest, we find the coverage that's best for you and your family. Visit us online at www.crestins.com or call us toll free at 888-881-5765.
Hey, welcome back to Wind the Ball here on 10-3 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera alongside Jay Gonzalez. Great to have Dr. Robbins on the show.
It was. You know, so much of what's been going on has been all the speculation. You know, people, well, I've got a source that said this. I've got a source that said that. You know, none of the reporters were in the room. And most of what everybody ended up coming up with, you know, that's what ended up happening. So a lot of great reporting was done. People had some great sources. But there was also a lot of stuff that was going on that maybe, you know, people were kind of guessing.
Well, yesterday was one of them.
Because
I thought it gave you some hope.
Right.
And when you talked about it with me, I'm thinking, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday I thought, you know, just some people I had talked to, I thought they were going to pause and
just give us more time.
You know, we're going to pause it a few more weeks and give us some more time. That's where I was yesterday. And I said that on the show yesterday. But, you know, when you hear Dr. Robbins, you know, guy who's in the room, you heard that this decision was actually, it was a hard one to make from the standpoint of what it did to the athletes.
Sure.
But it sounds like it was a pretty easy decision based on the information that they had.
Well, they talk about science. They talk about the medical stuff. They don't talk about politics. They know the ramifications financially, but it was the right decision.
It was the right decision.
In fact, I wrote a column today for All Sports Tucson once we were on the press conference. You were on it. I was on it. But one quote came to me, and I said, I got to save this. We will continue to assess the situation, and hopefully we will be playing in the spring. That was from Michael Schell of the CEO group.
He was the Oregon president.
And I'm thinking, hopefully we will be playing in the spring, which means to me, there's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee of anything.
Yeah.
You know, we could get to, again, they made a point that the decision today was no competition before January 1. So assuming basketball is going to start in early January, that means they're going to start practicing
in early January.
Probably in December. They made the point that they can get ready for seasons to begin
right
in early January. So I would think the basketball team, for instance, will probably start practicing in maybe mid-November.
Yeah, well, that's
December,
to be determined. Yeah, I don't know.
Assuming that they have the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that, and again, think about the time, think about how much time we thought we had from March to today to get this figured out. Now we're talking August, and by maybe early November, they got to know whether they're going to have a basketball season.
Well,
that's not a lot of time.
Let's tell you, too, that football is played where? Outdoors, which seemingly seems safe to the people involved, at least the spectators. Now you're going to have college basketball indoors?
Look, Arizona basketball fan, I think you can just take your mind off being at an Arizona basketball game this season.
I agree.
You can just forget that.
I agree.
You know, I really do. You know, get ready to watch them on TV, you know, because, you know, first of all, I think I heard for the first time today that a bubble environment might work for college basketball, and that it's starting to be considered, you know, because you can isolate 12 players and four coaches or whatever it is, or however, you know, maybe it's 20 to 25 people.
Where did you hear this, and how would that
work? I saw somebody tweeted it.
Classes and stuff?
Well, they'll still get all online classes. You know, that you make all your basketball players.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking of that, but I get
all
it.
All online classes. You put them in one place. It may be a dorm. It may be a hotel. Somewhere where they can do their classes, go to practice, and you know, it's more viable. Okay.
True.
And whether they think that might be the only way.
True. God, if I were a college student, I'm gypped. Because the college experience is learning how to live, how to be out.
College students started getting gypped back in March. You know, my daughter Rachel was in her freshman year living in this brand new honors dorm on campus, and she had to come home in March. You know, she missed the last couple of months of that, and she got stuck with her parents, you know.
That is a gyp.
It's a huge gyp. I mean, I can't tell you how upset I would have been if that was me.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Love my parents dearly, but when I got out of the house, I wanted to stay out of the house.
No question. It's a part of growing up and having fun and learning and all that stuff.
And then, you know, you had this summer after your freshman year of college or whatever year you were in, where you just stayed in whatever house you were in. You know, you were these basketball players who normally spend the summer playing basketball with their buddies, pick up, getting ready for the season, whatever, and they're just stuck in their houses.
Well, look at the foreign kids that are coming.
Right, how unfun was that? Look, I love the fact that my daughter was home this summer, But I could see
get her on the phone. Let's see what
she felt. That it was wearing on her, and she's moving out next week, and she can't wait to get out.
I wonder if you had any dad jokes. Don't tell any here, though. Please don't tell any here. Hey, Mister, let's go to the naysayer of the group. Even though I was one of the naysayers, Mister Tom, your percentages fell like a rock yesterday, and you were pretty much on.
Yeah, well, I guess I saw the writing on the wall, Steve. And as I said yesterday, it didn't matter what we all thought anymore because the dominoes had started falling already. Mm-hmm. So, to me, this is a foregone conclusion. Where else could we have possibly ended up? And I think it's the best call right now.
Okay, but if this show were in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, somewhere in Mississippi, otherwise, you know what they're saying? Oh, those guys at the Pac-12, they have no idea what they're doing.
Absolutely, they're saying that.
But we're gonna show them. Are they gonna show us?
I spent 10 years, maybe 12 years living in SEC country.
And?
They're going to play. If they pause, it will take an act of God to stop the SEC
this
from playing
is an
football
act of
in the fall.
It's
the people have said it is.
But it won't be good enough for them. Seriously, if the ACC still thinks it's going to go ahead and play, and the ACC is important because Clemson's important, the SEC is going to go ahead and play. And so, I mean, look, if everybody would have just put on a mask 5 months ago,
no question,
we'd have college football and we wouldn't be having this discussion right now.
Right. Right. And that's you know, that was kind of the comment that I made on Twitter when the Big Ten made their decision this morning. I just said, you know, back March, I couldn't have thought that we would have been here, and you just would have thought that a country like the United States could do a better job of this. And we just didn't. And I got a big problem with that. But it's interesting, you know, the whole SEC thing, and I wish we'd had some more time to ask Dr. Robbins this, because he is from Mississippi. He grew up, you know, there following, you know, SEC sports. He got his medical degree at Mississippi, and, you know, so he knows the atmosphere there. I would have loved to say, what's going through their minds? Are they thinking that you guys are out of your minds?
Right.
I know he probably wasn't going to say that they're crazy to think that they could play, but I wonder what he's really thinking.
Well, you saw that one of the questions to Scott, Larry Scott, was almost a baiting a question like
right.
that at the end. So if sure. you're doing it, what do you think the SEC thinking?
Right. What, you know, and again, you know, we've talked about what science are they looking at?
Right.
And Dr. Robbins mentioned that a little bit. He said, you know, a doctor from Duke, one of the ACC advisors, he's saying this, and they've got some different science than we have. And I'm like, you know, okay. That's been really one of the burning things about all of this, is that how are we not all looking at the same information?
Right. As my father would say, que le vaya bien, which means let that decision be a good one for you.
Exactly. And I just, you know, hey, look, there's a lot of cards on the table. There's a lot of, you know, the dice have been thrown, and whatever gambling, you know, analogy you want to use, but you know, what the Pac-12 and the Big Ten have done today, they thought was the right thing to do. And you know, you could hear the confidence in Dr. Robbins' voice about, we made this decision and we know it's the right decision. So now, okay, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten don't play. What happens if the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC play and they get through it? Who was right? Who was wrong?
Right. We'll know then.
Right.
And beyond the health of the students, guys, I have a question. I'm interested in your opinion. Does this blow up the college football playoff for either for good moving forward or for the next however long? Because how can you possibly crown a national champion if two conferences play in the fall and three play in the spring?
My thinking on that, I think if those three conferences play, they will still hold the playoff.
That's what they're here for. But I mean, that's only, what they're doing this.
But if only two of them play, I think you can't.
Well, that's why they're here, to do that specifically.
Right. That's just, I haven't heard that from you. That's just my take.
Well, look at how congested spring is going to be.
Yeah.
If this happens, what's going to happen? You have college basketball, you have college men's and women's, you have baseball, you have softball, you have football, you have everything going on in the spring. It's going to be crazy.
I have a hard time. I have a hard time thinking that the fall sports are going to play.
Overall.
in the spring.
There will not be a football season.
Right. That they're just going to, you know, they're going to go with the regularly scheduled seasons next in the spring.
Because?
Too many obstacles to overcome. And one of them, and I want to talk about this after the break, because I did talk to a former U of A football player who gave me some thoughts into the whole idea of, can you play a spring football season and then turn around play?
Because we had talked about that.
A fall football season.
We had talked about that. So I'm thinking, okay, we'll talk about that. But I think that the coronavirus will still be the problem.
I just think it's not going to be much clearer in January than it is now.
Totally agree with you. Let's take the break. Come back here on 10:30 The Voice.
Go local. Make the switch. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer customized solutions and get you what you need faster. Like our quick and easy credit cards and auto loans. All done online from start to finish. Save time using mobile banking, bill pay, mobile deposit, and mobile pay with just a few clicks. Live large, accessing 30,000 plus surcharge-free ATMs and free debit card choices. Make the switch to Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/switch. Certain restrictions apply, insured by NCUA.
There's a place in our house.
For 70 years, Benjamin Supply has been keeping Tucson flowing. Hygiene is our business. We help you achieve extreme clean. Minimize germ spreading with a hands-free sensor faucet. Forget the paper panic with a washlet seat. And speaking of waterworks, a big thanks to plumbers for their essential efforts during this health crisis. Shop our downtown showroom by appointment. Call us at 777-7000 or see all the products online at BenjaminSupply.com.
Thanks to Benjamin Plumbing Supply.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera alongside Jay Gonzalez. So tell me, Jay, what did the former player say?
Well, here's the thing. And let's look at the last couple of days. You know, on Sunday night, players all over the country, and the top player, Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback at Clemson, started it. They're saying the hashtag, we want to play. We want to play. Mm-hmm. Of course they want to play. And they absolutely want to play. And I get that. But, you know, sometimes we've got to be, you know,
smart.
We got not just smart, but, you know, we've got to be protective of ourselves. You know, we got to, you know, those athletes, and they're smart guys, you know, they're all in college and whatnot, but they've got to be protected from themselves. Okay. And that, you know, I spoke to a player who's just a family friend and played at the U of A and said, okay, if you were sitting here right here today in this situation, they were saying, okay, we're going to have a spring season, then we're going to have a fall season. Do you have a problem with that? And he said, no. He said, hey, we could do it. You know, his answer was, you know, if part of it would depend on when the season ended. So I threw out a hypothetical. Let's say the season ended in May
okay.
as late as May.
Okay.
Let's say the season ended in May. Could you turn around and play another season? And he said, I think we could. He said, because he said, you know, normally their football season ends in December, January, you okay. know, if you've made a bowl game or whatever. He said, we take a month off, heal up, start working out again, and then go into spring practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're hitting and they're doing all the things.
15 days.
Yeah, right. We have the spring practice. And then, you know, we take the summer off and then, you know, we go to camp. He said, if there's a season that ends in May, really you need a month to kind of gather yourself, let everything heal. So now you're into June. Now, you know, you start working out and then you can go into camp in August again. And he said, we could do that. Now, is it ideal? No. Would it be hard? Yes. But we would do that.
So I'm sure that didn't surprise you, or did it?
No, it didn't at all.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
But where it got me was that earlier today, I'm listening to Urban Meyer on Colin Cowherd's show, who said that there's no way in whatever that they should be playing a football season in the spring, that it's bad for the players, it's bad for college football, it'll be a horrible season, guys aren't, you know, there's gonna be a lot of players who aren't gonna play. He says, I don't see any way you can have a college football season in the spring.
Because, see, I
and he Meyer. Said that the safety of the players was a big part of it.
Okay, I don't even know where to begin to argue that.
I don't either. I'm like, what do I know that Urban Meyer doesn't know,
right?
So you got one of the, you know, arguably the greatest coaches in college football history saying, spring football season in the spring is a horrible idea.
One of the things that I think, that I know, kids 18, 19, 20, whatever, love to play.
They love to play. They're out invincible. Playing.
It's one of those jokes, the guy goes out and plays, gets hurt, you know, comes back in for a glass of water and couldn't wait to go back and get hurt again.
Right.
Whatever, that's what they are. And yes, I'm not that guy.
Right.
But there are those guys who love to play. You give them a 2-month break.
They're ready to go.
They're ready to go.
Right. An athlete at that level, which yes, you and I yes. were never athlete at that level.
But we've written enough about and covered enough.
Right. But there's a different mindset.
Correct.
Though. You know, there's a different mindset. They've already put out a tremendous amount of sacrifice to get to where they got to.
Sure.
To them, a little more sacrifice to play a season.
Sure.
The point that this football player made to me was, I would rather do that than lose a season.
Yes, I totally agree.
I'd rather do that than lose a season because, you know, again, a lot of these guys, they're not going to play in the NFL. They're playing college football, but at the end of the day, they want to get on with their lives.
Play. Right, right.
Right? They want to go on. They want to finish a degree, go get a job, and move on with their life.
That's part of the whole equation. Look at the other sports where that's going to have to happen.
Right.
You get on. I know a lot of kids who are just going to say, okay, I'm on scholarship. I'm not going to have a future in the sport anyway. Let me go to school for free or for some of it paid for, and I'm here and I'm gone.
Right. And I think what we're talking about, you know, football is a little unique in that the physical nature of
yeah.
the game
right.
and the pounding that a body takes, it's different from the pounding a volleyball player takes. I know they dive for balls and those kinds of things.
Sure.
And they're great athletes and they sacrifice a lot to be the level of athlete they are. You had cross country runners. You know, all the various sports.
Sure.
But when you're talking about, you know, guys, you know, getting in car wrecks, you know, 50 times a game, basically, it's a little different thing. So I could see where someone could say, oh, why can't we play volleyball? Or why can't we have our cross country season? Or why can't we have our water polo season or women's soccer or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, that maybe those are more feasible to do that in the spring. But, you know, what the body goes through, you know, for football is a little different deal. And I just have a hard time thinking that it's a really good idea to play in the spring. Look, if they play in the spring, I'm going to the game.
Sure you are. That said, I think other things are involved. And Larry Scott talked about there's so many things going on in the spring. What about recruiting? The timetables are changed. Things like that.
Everything changes, you know, and then the whole relationship between college football and the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that a million times.
And the NFL isn't going to wait.
And they're not going to turn around and change anything up.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
That's your problem
right.
in college
That's
football.
A you problem, not a me problem.
Yeah. I have my own stuff to worry about.
Right. And yeah, and they're trying to get through a season two, and who knows what the heck their season is going to look like. Jesus, they might be playing in the spring, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, how about a Super Bowl in March or April?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they're going to say, let's get through this first, and we'll worry about the other stuff.
Well, and you know what? And one again, another one of the things that Dr. Robin said that made a ton of sense to me was, look, let's wait. Let's see what the pros do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how that works and what they do and learn from that.
Well, are we learning any more than we knew 2 weeks ago from baseball outside of the Cleveland Indians?
We've learned that, damn it, you can't be going out to see your buddies when you're on the road and don't do that. But I think what we learned from that is that no matter who you are, you can't help yourself.
True, which of course, that's the problem at the college level.
That would have been the problem at the college level.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Robin said, we got to get our students on campus and, you know, who knows what the implications of that were going to be for, you know, athletics.
We don't even know. And that's funny. I thought that was a good question you asked him about. Okay, now that this has been resolved or at least made public that this is where they're going, now do you have a weight off your shoulder? Now you can proceed. Well, he hadn't even really spent a lot of time on this.
Yeah, when he said that, I'm like, I would have thought you'd be in the middle of it. You're probably the smartest guy in the room every time.
Yeah. You know, he's paying people to do that. No, but
and again, he pointed out Dave Hickey's done a great job with this. And it sounds like he has. Look, a lot of people have said, both publicly and privately that, you know, Arizona has kind of been a leader, both in what they're doing for the campus in general and what they've been doing with athletics. You know, Urban Meyer said the same thing about Ohio State and, you know, you haven't been hearing stuff coming out of Ohio State about the number of positive tests and whatnot. So there are some pockets of areas where they're doing a great job, But not everybody was doing a great job, for so therefore you really had to make this call.
The true litmus test will happen in 2-3 weeks when all the kids are on campus, and we'll see how a success that is.
Right.
Because it comes September, come October, when either kids are saying, I can't do this, or I'm sick, or whatever.
Or there's outbreaks, and, you know, 200 kids getting, you know, getting, you know, there being an outbreak because somebody threw a dang party, or whatever it might be, or whatever the cause might be, you know, I just kind of feel like there was a sense of, look, guys, we got to hit the brakes because, you know, the most important thing we've got in front of us is to have our universities functioning.
Right. Of course. Like you said, now what he needs is capital. Because he does,
yeah. There's money. They need a lot of money.
Wow. This day to me is not a surprise. You knew that. The March 13th and March 12th thing was a huge surprise to me because of how it happened. We had not gone through this, but being on the show was kind of being more realistic and saying, okay, I was Eeyore, maybe. But not a surprise to me. You know, we talked about it a number of times.
Yeah, I'm sad. I'm really sad. I'm really sad that we're sitting here. Part of why I think I am is because I don't think we had to be here.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. We were doing so well in May-ish, moving in the right direction, and then just went to poop.
I don't think we needed to be here, and it's unfortunate that we are. But now we are, so I think we have to figure this out. You know, we've got, hopefully the NFL is going to entertain us for the fall. You know, Stanley Cup playoffs started today. You know, NBA playoffs are going to start pretty soon. And, you know, I don't know.
So it's August, 10th, 11th. The prediction now for percentages or whatever, will it eventually come to fruition in January 1? We have 4 months to screw it up or not.
Or fix it.
Yes.
I'm the optimist. Okay, I'm going to say that there's going to be college basketball because it's more controllable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no fans.
I just think there aren't going to be any fans. I don't even know that they're going to
scorekeepers.
I don't even know that they're going to. No, honestly, I would think that, you know, they may just limit staff to actual paid university employees. You know, my streak of 30 straight years doing stats may be in jeopardy because they may say, one, you're not a university employee. Two, you're in the high risk category. We're not going to bring you in.
Don't give them any ideas, Jay.
Look, if I'm thinking of it, they're thinking of it, okay? Okay, if I've got this, they've got this. So I've got to think that maybe, you know, they across the board, they're going to limit it to
Makes
people
sense.
Who do that.
Makes
I
sense.
Mean, when I work a women's basketball game, I'm the only non-staff person, you know, at the table. The official scorekeeper is not a staff person, and I run the computer, but the people that I work with that normally fill the spots when I do men's basketball are you know, staff. So they're, you know, they've got the staff to do it if they want to do it or if they feel they need to do it. So, you know, I would miss that dearly if I didn't get to, you know, be there.
So to answer the question, you think it's going to happen?
I do think they're going to play basketball in January.
Okay.
I do. I think you can.
Thomas?
I agree with Jay. I think they will play basketball. I'm 50-50 on football. It does all hinge on a vaccine. I know they're trying to fast-track stuff right now. That's actually what worries me, is that you might get something through that doesn't 100% work. So that, to me, that's what can derail it at this point. But yeah, honestly, I think they are going to play football in the spring because they kind of have to.
They have to. There's too much money at stake. They need the money.
You want a little scary experience? Go watch the movie I Am Legend. Have you ever seen that?
Oh yeah,
Will Smith. It's a movie about where they thought they had found a cure for, I believe, cancer, and it turned out to be. Create a virus that it's an awful movie.
To create more problems.
Let's just say it went bad. It created a bunch of vampires and you know, it basically just almost destroyed the planet. But that's a whole different thing.
Well, at least we've come to the conclusion of the season. We'll have to talk more about stuff later. We have a good chance of getting Dave Hickey tomorrow.
Yep. Would love to have him on and, you know, get more of an, you know, get
what the thinking was,
the athlete perspective, athletics perspective, and, you know, what are they looking to now? Where do they go from here? Because there's a it's a huge question mark for, you know, because we've been talking about all the money that's at stake here. Now, okay, the decision's made.
Now what?
Now what?
Yeah.
Right. So we're trying to get Dave Hickey on, and hopefully we can get him.
Yeah, great. Good show today.
Interesting show.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks a bunch. See you tomorrow.